Melitopia is a cosmopolitan genus that have 12 species described up to now, and based on morphology and behavior, they have been placed in 4 different groups. In North America, we have 7 of those species, and only 2 groups are represented. The Hawaiensis group, with only 1 species, Melitopia australica, that is pretty common, and the Acasta group with 6 species, including Melitopia digitata and Melitopia acasta. When you go to Mexico, only in 2000, the genus Melitopia was reported. We started checking some collections in the US, in Mexico, and in Australia, and we found that Melitopia australica has been collected in Mexico, in Baja California Sur, in Hidalgo and Sinaloa, attacking some hymenopterans. And we received some material in 2004 from Instituto de Ecología, and they collected in Michoacán, Chiapas, and Veracruz, Melitopia digitata, attacking Anastrepha ludens. But what is this, Anastrepha ludens? This is the Mexican fruit fly. Is very common in Central America and Mexico. It's a very important pest of fruits, especially citrus fruits, and is considered a risk in the US. It's been detected in California, in Texas, and in Florida. And there is an eradication program just trying to avoid to be established in the US. So with this information, we talked to the guys at Instituto de Ecología, and we put a little project trying to answer a bunch of different questions. 3 of those questions were, the first thing, is Anastrepha actually, is Melitopia digitata actually attacking Anastrepha ludens in the field? We were a little bit nervous about that thing, I mean, because we never had any reports in Tefritidae with any of the Melitopia species. The other thing is Melitopia attacking other holes in Mexico, and is Anastrepha ludens a good host for Melitopia? Well, fortunately for us, the guys in INECOL were reading part of the material that they collected in 2004, and they keep doing that. We planned with our project some collecting trips in 2007 and 2008, and we went all the way to our base was Veracruz, the state of Veracruz. So we basically went all the way from the south, from Los Tuxtlas, up to Tuxpan in the north, along the coast, along the mountains, and in between, looking for fruit fields, you know, basically orange or grapefruit fields, collecting infected fruit with Anastrepha. And also we were collecting nests of solitary wasps and solitary bees. Up to now, we have found Melitopia digitata attacking Tripoxylon and Celliphron. So with the material that the people in INECOL had, we decided to put, you know, to rear them and see what was going on. So we compared with some material that we collected in the whole Celliphron and Tripoxylon using as holes, we compared with Anastrepha ludens. That was early this summer. And later when we came back, we compared Anastrepha ludens, using Anastrepha ludens and compared that with Sarcophaga bullata as holes. Sarcophaga bullata is a blowfly or flesh fly. There is a couple of companies selling Melitopia digitata as the guava bug. They are using it for teaching biology. Basically, mainly in the southeast for high schools or college, and in fact, it's really good to teach some different concepts in biology. So anyway, after reading that, and you know, we noticed the development time for Anastrepha using for Melitopia on Anastrepha was basically the same than the other holes that we were using and we were comparing to. Even though it's very small, it looks like, you know, nothing rare is going on. When we check the offspring, we notice also, the number is really small compared with the other ones, but we found a healthy offspring, a bunch of males and a really high bunch of Macropterus females. We couldn't find any Brachypterus females, but this is not that common because To produce Brachypteros females in any host by any melitobia, you require certain things. But anyway, melitobia can develop pretty well in Anastrepha compared with the other hosts. When we check the sex ratio, we notice that 3% of the batch in Anastrepha lulens were males. This is fine, basically. We found in Tripoxylon solifrona sarcophaga bullata around 2% of the batch were males. And this is in the right range. We have been working with melitobia, with different melitobia, and in Melitobia digitata particularly, we have found, depending on the host, a number from 2 to 5% of males produced in the offspring, which is, you know, 3% is really great. So from this preliminary stuff, what we can say now is that, well, Anastrepha ludens is actually a very good host for any melitobia, particularly for Melitobia digitata. Melitobia digitata is actually attacking other hosts in Mexico. We, as I mentioned before, we found it in Tripoxylon and also in Salifron. And about the Anastrepha ludens being attacked in the field by Melitobia digitata, we are not sure yet. What happened, and this is when we were checking the records of the Instituto de Ecología, we found that that material from Michoacán, Chiapas, and Veracruz that was infected, I mean that Anastrepha that was infected from those places, came to the lab exactly the same days that some material, some wasp material, came from Los Tuxtlas, which is south of Mexico, so south of Veracruz. And it looks like some of those wasps could be infected by Melitobia. That's my guess. However, these guys unfortunately did not record if these wasps were infected with something else. My guess is that the Anastrepha ludens from those localities were infected in the lab, not in the field. And this could be a common thing for Melitobia. So anyway, we are still looking. We are still planning to go ahead, I mean, with a second part of this little project. We really hope to find something more interesting. Up to now, it's been, I mean, the most interesting thing is Melitobia attacking Anastrepha. This is somehow promising for some kind of an idea for some type of control. I don't know. But, you know, this is interesting anyway. I have to thank the people that helped me in Mexico and, of course, in the U.S., and all of you for listening. If you have any questions, I will be glad to try to answer.
I use Melitobia in class two, and I get way higher than 2% males. I was surprised to see those figures.
What is way higher for you, for example? Because normally it's in between 2 to 5% males in every host. But I would be interested in knowing which host are you using.
Huh? Parasitized singly? Single female parasitism?
Sorry, I don't...
So if you have multiple melitobia on a host...
Oh, that could vary. Okay, in this case, normally when I try to do the comparisons, I normally use one female per host. But what happened, for example, in the field, something else can happen. And, you know, two females, three females can go to a host, and they can change the sex ratio. Okay. However, it should be the sex ratio, even if you have multiple females. It shouldn't be really that high, except for one species, which is a Melitobia, what used to be called Melitobia femorata. We just play, Bob Matthews and I just place it in Melitobia megachilis. And this is the weirdo of the Melitobias. And they have a different sex ratio kind of thing going on. But that could happen. I mean, if you have multiple females parasitizing, you might have some changes in the sex ratio.
Thank you.